Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith alludes to a very important subject, and that is telling the truth. And it also alludes to fasting. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. We are approaching the end of the month of Ramadan. We're in the last days of the month of Ramadan. As you know, the month of Ramadan is a very important month. It is the month in which we are obliged to fast. And it is also the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. It's the month. It is the month in which the night of ordainment probably falls, and the month in which Imam Ali alayhi salam was martyred. So there's a lot of great distinctions that have been mentioned regarding this month. And you know, as we said, one of the distinctions of this month is that in this month we are obliged to fast. The fast, the sawm, is obligatory upon us. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that do not be deceived by their lengthy prayer or their abundant fasting. Meaning people could be could fast a lot, could pray, do prayer a lot, you know, perform the ritual prayer a lot, but they could be afflicted with a spiritual malady, a sin, and that could ruin their the rewards or the sawab that they could have gotten had they not, from their prayers and from their fasting, had they not been afflicted with this sin. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, do not be deceived by their lengthy prayer or their abundant fasting, for verily it may be that a man becomes so attached to his prayer and his fasting that were he to stop doing them, he would be greatly disturbed. In other words, a person could become, it could be habitual for a person, and by not doing that, you know, he could be agitated, he could, you know, he could become depressed or whatever. Then in continuation, the Imam said, rather test these people through their truth in their speech and their prompt return of goods entrusted in their care. The Imam alayhi salam, he alludes to two very important characteristics. The first is speaking the truth, and second is the prompt return of goods entrusted to one. Meaning if somebody has entrusted you with something, you should take care of it, and when asked for it, you should hand it back to the person who entrusted you with that thing. In a similar way, the Imam alayhi salam said, better than the truth itself is the one who tells it, and better than the good deed itself is the one who performs it. Right. So in this blessed month, when we are fasting, it's also necessary for us to be careful about our tongues, you know, protect our tongues from, you know, lying, and, you know, we should try to be truthful in this one and speak the truth. And, you know, obviously, as you know, in some cases, you know, lying would invalidate the fast. For example, if you lie about, you know, the God or the Prophet and the infallibles, in these cases, the lie would not only, you know, be a sin, but it would actually invalidate the fast itself. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at speaking the truth and its relationship with fasting in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.